Hello on Tuesday, it's Pastor Bob, and it's your Lenten Daily Devotion. And today is Tuesday, and it's the sixth day of Lent. So we go to devotion number six in our book, Rise by John Pavlovitz. Remember, we're skipping Sundays. We'll have guests, devotions on Sunday. You're welcome. But we're sticking with the Lenten plan of leaving Sundays out of our numbers. So it's the sixth day of Lent. That's what I'm trying to say. It's the sixth day of Lent. Okay. I think we're all clear. And today's devotion is called The Voice We Listen To. And today we're going to go on a 40-day, speaking of days of Lent, we're going on a 40-day journey with Jesus out into the wilderness, the voice we listen to. And so, our scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Matthew 4, 1 through 11. And here's the word of the Lord. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. John Pavlovitz's devotion, called The Voice We Listen To, goes like this. The devil features prominently in the story of the 40-day testing of Jesus in the wilderness in preparation for ministry, which might be a challenge for you theologically. I know it can be for me. Personally, I don't think I've ever heard the devil's voice before, but if I have, it bears a really strong resemblance to my own. It is the taunting voice always hovering in the periphery in my head, waiting for me to make a mistake, so it can pounce on the failure and the fear and tell me that I am right to feel insecure. It's that ridiculing voice that often tells me that I'm not good enough, that I'm not doing enough, that I don't have enough. The source of perpetual inadequacy and lack. It is the dismissive voice that, as with Jesus, presses into the tender places of my identity and tries to make me question my worth and my work. My journey with depression and anxiety has been a three-decade season in the wilderness. Struggling to hear another voice in the loneliness and the solitary places. It has been a daily, sometimes hourly, act of choosing to listen to the voice that says, I am known and loved and held, and to shut down the condemnation when it comes wherever it comes from. I imagine that on some level, you know what that feels like. To have competing commentary on who you are or who God is, and to struggle to believe the better story, especially because the lying voice can be convincing. The account of Jesus' being tested speaks to our vulnerability, to our tendency to listen to the voices of critique and condemnation, and to the power of what we choose to believe, even in the moments when belief seems impossible. The declaration of who we are and whose we are is never more necessary than in the wilderness. Today, may you listen to the voice that gives life, and may you believe what it says about you.